presentation and the vote tomorrow. Come on up, Dan.
639, amend an agreement with the Portland Business Alliance to provide policing services for the Clean and Safe program.
Thanks, Dan.
I appreciate that very much, Mayor Wheeler. Has been a long morning and afternoon. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch, and this is our concern about this item, which you may know is about taking money from the Portland Business Alliance to hire four police officers to patrol downtown on their behalf. I had to check our records from 5 years ago because the full contract wasn't included with the agenda item. This used to be just three officers, and now it's going up to four officers. And some of you weren't here 5 years ago when this came up last time, and we testified then, and we continue to testify now, that the way tax money is supposed to work is that everybody pays in and everybody gets the same services. And it seems to me it's an equity issue, which we've been focusing on a lot more since 2012, last time this passed, that downtown gets more police officers because they can afford it. And there are lots of neighborhoods, I think, that want more police. You know, that's not for us to decide as Portland Cop Watch, but they're not getting extra police protection because they don't have the same money that the Business Alliance does. So we're hoping that you'll reconsider just renewing this contract without putting more thought into it. We've often raised the question, if Portland Cop Watch had enough money, could we hire our own police officer, maybe have them walk around in a clown outfit? But we don't have the money for that. So. We're I think you really should look at this as an equity issue and whether or not this is the best way for us to, you know, when you do private partnerships, it shouldn't be that the private partners get to have the most protection and decide who's going to get prosecuted. I'm pretty sure that if you look at who these four officers are ticketing and going after more often, it's probably houseless people in the downtown core, which is not equitable. So hopefully you'll reconsider signing this new contract.
All right. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate your testimony and that item. With that testimony, and I'm looking at legal counsel to make sure I'm doing this right. We're moving it, but we're also taking on the record. So I guess what we'll say is we're keeping the record open on this particular item since Dan has testified, and I don't want that testimony lost inadvertently. Am I doing that correctly?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
It's a nice day when I get that. Okay, 6:40 being moved to tomorrow afternoon. Christine's going to hate me. She will never come back. 6:41.
I'm sorry, Mayor. Commissioner Saltzman's office asked that 6:40 be rescheduled to the 14th, June 14th.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. 6:40 is being rescheduled to June 14th. And I'm sorry, I don't have my calendar. Is that
That's next Wednesday.
That is next Wednesday morning or afternoon session, or do we know?
Morning session.
Morning session. Item 640 is being moved to June 14th, morning session. 641 and 642 will be moved to tomorrow afternoon. Please read 643.